Harry, how excited are you with the horses, well, across all your hats, as it were, for the royal meeting, but I suppose Trev and Toronado, the standout pair?
Absolutely, so exciting. Both horses, touching wood everywhere, coming into the royal meeting in terrific form. I spoke to Cricket yesterday, and Trev is absolutely flying. She's really happy with the filly and, you know, where she is. You know, to all intents and purposes, from what she can see, that tough race at Longchamp early in the year hasn't left any mark, and she's ready to roll.
Was there a sense of disappointment that day or not that she didn't quite, well, beating, I suppose, got beaten by a real tough horse in Cirrus de Zegle?
Yeah, I mean, yes, disappointing. Like all these things, you hate to see you know, an animal like that lose their unbeaten record. Had dreamt that she might go through this year with an unblemished record. But, as we know, they're not machines, and it was still a terrific run. And as far as a horse race is concerned, it's one of the best races you could possibly wish to see. With Frankie realising, I think, probably turning into the straight, he was going to have a proper battle on his hands. Christoph on the rail, sticky ground. Cirrus de Zegle having had two runs. And a tough battle, but disappointed. But I don't think she lost anything in defeat.
And Toronado, went down in a brilliant race last year to Dawn Approach by next to nothing, but got revenge. But how is this horse ahead of his particular challenge?
He's in really good shape. He worked very well, and I think it must have been last weekend because, as you know, the team Hannon wear their hearts on their sleeve. And Richard Jr. was on the phone to me and was very excited about the horse. He looks a picture. Physically, he's done incredibly well from 3 to 4. I mean, he's a beautiful horse. He's filled to his frame, but he looks hard. You know, this is his first run, as you know, of the season. It's not like he's had a prep race, but I don't think that's an issue in any way because there wasn't really an opportunity to give him a prep race with Olympic Glory going for the Lockinge and enjoying more background, if you like. But he looks hard and well, yeah.
And Richard Hughes is going to ride, obviously part of the team, Hannon.
Absolutely, yeah. No, that was, I think, the agreement initially when the Sheikh bought the horse. And as we've seen, they've got a very terrific partnership, Hughesy and Toronado. And it'll be an interesting one coming into Royal Ascot, day one, race one. Lovely to get that one under the belt.
And you've got plenty of other horses. Any single lad, any other horses that you're particularly excited at seeing?
Well, I mean, there's a nice horse of Alain Roy Dupre's for the Sheikh called Redbrook, who comes over for the Jersey. I really like this horse. He's a magnificent stamp, and he's won his last two races impressively. And this has, again, been the plan for some time to run him in the Jersey. Sandiva may well run also in the Jersey. Because Richard Fahey feels 7 furlongs is her best trip, and fillies have done well in the Jersey in the past few years as well. A couple of the two-year-olds, and Betha Alga, who was impressive winning the Woodcut, seems to have bounced out of that well, and will probably go for the Norfolk. The Wow Signal, the Sheikh bought recently, will head to the Coventry. Form of that race looks terrific. And Bunker, of course, reappearing. And at the time, you know, I think he needed that race in the Dante, but he's reappearing in the King Edward VII.
So sounds like plenty of opportunities for you to show off your dance moves if you have winners in the winner's enclosure.
Well, if I'm allowed to dance from the Al Shakab hat on, I don't know, I have to be more reserved. But certainly, if Telescope happens to wing past the post, you will see the full throttle dance. Yeah, no new moves, though.
Thank you, Harry.
Brilliant.